You're tuned to Current State. This is 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The ride-sharing service called Uber has been in the Lansing, East Lansing market for a couple of weeks now. Current State Scott Pohl has taken a few rides with Uber, and he's here with more. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark. That's right. As a passenger, here's how Uber works. I first had to enroll in their online system, providing information that included my credit card. That's how the fares get paid. I stepped outside our building, opened the Uber app on my smartphone, and summoned a ride. Once a driver accepted the fare, the app showed me his name, Jeremy, complete with his picture, the make and model of his car, including his license plate number, and the app's GPS shows me where he is so I can track how close he's getting. From there, I just hopped in. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for picking me up.
No problem. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
Good.
I'm talking with you because I'm hoping to learn more about Uber and what's in it for the drivers, perhaps. So can you tell me what motivated you to connect with Uber?
Absolutely. A few weeks ago, I had a friend contact me, and he was out of the Chicago area. And he said Uber was coming live to Lansing. Uber's been around the bigger cities, Chicago, New York, San Fran. But it just came aboard 2 weeks ago here in Lansing. So they guaranteed pay right out of the gates. And basically what's in it for the drivers is every time that they do a fare, they collect 80% of the fare. So on a $20 fare, obviously that'd be $16. And then Uber gets 20% of that fare. So ultimately, I'm driving to collect more revenue.
How long have you been driving then? Have you done it the full 2 weeks? How many fares have you had?
Yeah, I've done it 2 weeks. I looked the other day on the dashboard, and I had about 70 destinations that I've taken so far. So on an average, each destination, like I said, it's usually about $10 to $12. But I've done 70 of them, and this is my first time ever doing any kind of transportation of commuting people at all. So it's a first experience for me also.
So when you applied with Uber, what did they require of you?
They required a few things. First one was a background check. They do that, and that took about three weeks actually. And then the other two things was you have to have the vehicle in your name, and you have to have insurance in your name.
Did you have to get special insurance, or do you need a chauffeur's license?
Nope, they handle all that for you. Basically, as long as I had my insurance cover my vehicle, when I'm working, they actually have insurance that covers me also. It's up to $1 million policy. But as far as for me, I didn't have to get a chauffeur's license or anything extra.
Uber also had some requirements about the sorts of vehicles that their drivers use. What requirements did your vehicle have to meet?
You have to meet a 2004 or newer. Obviously, it's got to be something to where people would feel, safe and that they would feel comfortable in. So, the biggest thing is the riders have to be comfortable when they're getting a request. That's the main thing. And obviously, you got to have them safe. I mean, I shouldn't say it's no different than the cab companies. I've been in some cabs where they're whipping around, but, for the most part, it's a pleasant experience. This is a newer model car, so this is kind of more of a luxury car, being a Lexus. But for the most part, all the cars are pretty much up to code.
If you've had 70 rides, have your experiences for the most part been good, or have you had any bad experiences with fares yet?
I haven't had any bad experiences at all. You get some drunk, rowdy people, but that's just the norm. That's what we do. We try to make sure that the people that are intoxicated or whatever, that they get to where they need to get safe, and it's going to get rowdy from time to time, but for the most part, plus it's a cashless transaction, so we don't exchange any money. I come and pick you up, I see you on the app, and then boom, you hop in the car, I take you to your destination, you hop out of the car, you don't have to tip. That's a beautiful thing about Uber. You don't need your wallet, you don't need a credit card, you don't need any cash, you just need your smartphone. You find it on your phone, you hit the button, and somebody's there within minutes, and they take you right where you got to go.
Now, Uber provided you as a driver with a smartphone that is sort of the receiving end of what I'm doing when I use the app to summon a ride. Tell me about how that works from your perspective as a driver.
Well, so what happens is when you notify that you need a ride, this little device right up here will start to beep, and it goes to the closest person that is an Uber driver. So in other words, if someone else was closer to the radius when you hit it today, they would have taken the ride instead of me. I was the closest, so I hit, you know, when I hit it, I think I was probably 4 or 5 minutes away from you. And then it shows me the direct route right where you're standing when you located it. And then I just come right up alongside you and you hop right on in.
Yeah, that was nice because I could track where you were and it gave me an idea of how close you might be getting to pick me up. So I had some idea of when to start looking for your car.
Yeah, and it's amazing the way everybody that's used it, they say this is all we do is Uber. I mean, only 10% of the population probably know about Uber right now, but it won't stay that way. I mean, I was watching the news yesterday and it looked like they were trying to put a little negative spin towards it, but it was someone who was involved with the cab company too. And I can understand, they feel like we're taking business from them, and it's not that, it's just the way of the world. You're trying to get the customer the best convenience possible for them. That's what they want, so they have the option. We're not taking business from anybody. We're just giving another alternative solution to what they want.
Are you otherwise employed right now? Is this going to be your only source of income?
Nope.
So this is supplementing your income.
Yeah, what's beautiful about this is at any time I can start or I can stop. If I, like after I'm done with you, I'm going to go to the gym and then I'll have a workout for about 2 hours. And then once I leave there, I'll probably turn it on, and I got a couple things to do, but I'll just have it on throughout the day, and if people request, then I'll take it from there.
Now, when I take a ride with you, I get an opportunity at the end of the ride to rate you as a driver, and you also get to rate me as a passenger, whether I suppose I was cordial or what other factors there might be in your decision on how to rate me up to 5 stars.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to pull over, and I'm going to show you exactly how this system works. So I'm going to stop the ride, and then you're going to be able to see how it looks on our ends.
Okay, I'm going to get out my phone, and I'll take care of my end of the transaction, too.
Okay. And the only thing they'll ask you for is a rate. So I'm just going to slide to end the trip right here. We're in Frandor. It says loading the fare. I'm going to hit 5 stars. Boom. Good ride, good customer. And then it says it's loading fare, so from where we've been talking, it'd cost you $9.77 basically for that ride right there. No tip, you're just boom, you're in it, that's charging your credit card, and then you're on your way. It's that quick and simple. And so now what'll happen is you have an opportunity, once I submit the rating, it'll give you an opportunity to hit 1 through 5 stars, and then you hit whatever service that you feel like you had.
Well, here's my opportunity to rate you.
Yep.
5 stars. You gave me a 5-star ride, Jeremy.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. What's beautiful there is you get to see my picture. So when I'm pulling in, you can kind of put a name with a face. A lot of times I like to call my riders too, just to get that connection, personal connection, bond. And then you got my license plate number. You got my make and model of car. Could be a bad thing or a good thing. I don't know yet, buddy. But you got, you know, I'm saying it's safe, basically. You know, Uber's got my information. They got your information. And that's the marriage. And the people typically that are riding with us are anywhere from the ages of 21 to 22 all the way up to 35 to 40. That seems to be the demographic right now of people that might have smartphones and the cutting edge. And so them are the riders that we're finding, and they just love it. They get in a car, they love it.
Back to the ratings for just a moment. Over the course of time, your rating and my rating will be averaged out. When I summon a ride, I can see the average rating of the driver who's coming. Maybe they only have 2 or 3 stars and I want to cancel the ride. You can do the same thing with me as a passenger. Maybe I've been belligerent with other drivers and I have a poor rating. You might decide not to take my fare.
Absolutely, and it's happened one time so far. I had a guy who had a 3-star rating. And so I went to call him back, and he didn't answer the phone. And, you know, this is how it works on our end, is we may be at, let's just say we're at the corner of Cedar in Pennsylvania, and I get a request to ride, let's say the airport. So that's about a 10-minute journey. I'm not just going to drive over to that, especially on a 3-star rating. That means somebody hasn't done following the proper procedures. So if I take the risk and I'm driving all the way over there, then that means I got to drive all the way back. I've just wasted about 30 minutes of my time, and I've tied up my routes too, so I'm not making any income.
Well, Jeremy, it's been an enjoyable ride. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Thank you for having me.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.
So, Scott, you've taken a few Uber rides now. Are they all as smooth as this one was?
Well, Mark, in a system this new, there are bound to be some kinks to work out. I had one other ride where I was the driver's first fare ever. That means he didn't have a rating from Uber passengers yet for me to consider. When he accepted my fare, it appeared that he wasn't actually in his car, so his arrival took longer than the app had said it would. I talked with him during the ride, so I was clearly distracting him to some extent, but he didn't seem to know how to get where I was going. And at the end of the ride, it turned out that he hadn't ever told the Uber system that he was starting the ride. So he started and stopped it right there. That means the fare was the Uber minimum of $6. Good for me as a passenger, not so good for him.
Interesting. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. Thank you.